Good afternoon, and welcome to Regarding ID, the podcast series. I'm your host, Chris Corum, and we're talking today with Eugene McKenna, the Chief Executive of Campus Services at the Waterford Institute of Technology in Waterford, Ireland. And we're talking about a couple of things specifically related to identity on college campuses. Eugene and his group are leading a charge for a standards-based approach to campus card programs in Europe. And they've got some good news lately, it sounds like, from the EU, that it looks like their program will be moving forward. So, Eugene, welcome, and I appreciate you coming to talk with us today.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm delighted.
To begin, if you would give us a lay of the land of maybe the campus card programs in Europe and how they differ from those in the U.S., and then maybe specifically talk to us about the work that you've done there at Waterford Institute of Technology, because I know it's one of the leaders there.
Yes. I suppose to start off, the campus card scene in Europe is at the very early stages. In years terms, I would say we're probably 15 years behind the U.S. And really, I suppose the first key change took place here in 2002 when we set up a European Campus Card Association, which was modelled on the National Association of Campus Card Users in the US. And since 2002, that has grown into an association now that has approximately 100 members, and it's working very well across Europe.
Great. It's interesting that you say that Europe is behind. As I know, it started later, so the campus cards are probably a newer phenomenon in Europe. Yet, I look at many of the programs, and it seems like they're maybe more progressive in their use of advanced technologies, of contactless cards and smart cards and things. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I suppose, really, when we talk about Europe being behind in campus cards, when we think of contact chips and smart chips, it's generally accepted that Europe is ahead in that area. And probably the use of the chip was one issue that affected the growth of campus cards in Europe over the years. Certainly a number of high-profile projects started off using contact chips. There's certainly one in the UK where five universities got involved in a contact chip project involving the use of a smart chip. And that whole project collapsed after about 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it did a lot of damage to campus card systems in general across Europe. Well, in the US, the US have used MagStripe to great effect over the past 20, 30 years. Where in Europe, we were waiting for the development of a contact chip, and it never really took off. Mm-hmm. And now we have a situation where the MyFair contactless chip seems to be the technology of the future for campus cards in Europe. And I would say the vast majority of campuses now that are developing their own campus card systems are using the MyFair technology.
Okay. That's another interesting point, I think. It seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like there's more of a tendency for homegrown programs on the campuses to this point in Europe, as opposed to in the U.S. here, we're dominated by four or five vendors that pretty much provide the programs for every campus. It seems like there's a lot more maybe creative work going on the campuses to build solutions and applications for their own programs. Is that still the case?
That is the case, and there's actually positives and negatives for that type of system. Some of the more successful card systems in Europe are homegrown. But the big issue with a homegrown system, if you look for a business case, there is no business case, because what you have at the end is you have every campus developing their own system. And it's very, very hard to justify establishing a solid business case for any company to invest in developing a specialized card system for each campus. There's no such thing as a campus card system on a shelf where you can buy and implement it. Mm-hmm. In Europe, we don't have companies like Blackboard, Seaboard, General Meters, and others. You don't have those type of companies in Europe. You have smaller companies that specialize in four or five or six universities and install campus card systems. So really, the problem in Europe, we don't have a standard product. And that's what our whole project now is about, developing a standard campus card system that can be used right across Europe. And I do believe if we achieve that, there will be a strong business platform for card vendors to build upon.
Okay. And that program is the program that the European Campus Card Association has proposed to the EU. Is that correct? I think the European connectivity solution?
Yeah.
It's
called the European Education Connectivity Solution.
Okay.
The whole purpose of that is to research and develop a secure standardized campus card system that will overcome the current barriers that exist from one country to another in Europe. The key aim of this is if a student is studying in Ireland in a particular university and they want to move the following year to a university in Poland or Germany, they should be fit to bring their campus card with them. They should be fit to bring their academic information with them. And there must be a standardized approach. You don't have a different system in every university and a different system in every country.
And how about the status of the proposal to the EU? Is it progressing well from what I hear?
Well, I suppose we've been working on this for the past 12 months, and we submitted the proposal last April to the EU. And our initial response, and I have to stress this, our initial response from the EU has been very, very positive. You know, and we're very, very hopeful now that we'll be getting very good news in the next few weeks.
Great. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I know that you'd mentioned before to me that in another conversation that there would likely be a pilot project that would come out of this at the end that might test the technology between a couple of different institutions in different countries. Is that still the plan?
Yeah. It's important to stress the first phase of this is just we have to develop a pilot project, and that pilot project has to be tested. And if it's successful, then we move on to the next phase of it. So the first phase, the pilot project, the test will be carried out between Waterford Institute of Technology in Ireland and Łódź University in Poland. And what that test will involve, we'll set up a student exchange scheme between the two institutions. For example, maybe 5-6 students from Waterford will travel to Poland to continue their studies there in electronics or computing or whatever discipline they decide. And 5 or 6 students from Poland will travel to Waterford and they will continue their studies here at Waterford Institute of Technology. But as part of this whole process, they will use their own campus cards from their home university or college.
Okay.
So by doing this, we will prove beyond any doubt that the system either works or I hate to use the word fails. So we have to prove that the system is actually successful.
Right. It sounds very, very similar to the concept that what the U.S. federal government is going through their FIPS 201 program, where they're trying to issue cross-agency credentials, or I shouldn't say trying to, they are issuing cross-agency credentials like you all would be issuing cross-campus credentials, so that when a person moves from one agency to another or does work in another agency, they can be entered into the systems at the new location and verified and cards revoked and things if necessary without having to issue new pieces of plastic and new credentials each time. So it's a very important and noble cause, I suppose, that you're working on there.
Yeah, I would like to think so. And I think the important thing to stress is that the information will not be carried on the card.
Mm-hmm.
The card will be a very secure key that will allow the particular university or institution to access the information as required.
Help me understand the average suite of applications that would be important to a campus card in Europe. I think there's probably a lot of similarities to the U.S. application suite, but there's probably some differences as well.
Yeah, I suppose in Europe, the key applications, first of all, would be access control. Access control is a major application in all institutions and universities. The second one probably would be cashless payments. Cashless payments, using a card as a means of purchasing products on campus, is now the accepted thing across Europe. And certainly here in my own institution, we're currently, of all our sales, 75% of all payments are paid with the card.
Wow.
In other words, 75% is cashless. And that's increasing by the year. There are many other applications that are very, very important. Like printing is becoming huge. You know, the traditionally we photocopied everything. Now most students download information from the web and print them off. So printing now is becoming a very, very important application. There's numerous other applications that would actually be used, like online purchases, you know, of using the web to purchase your lunch or a pizza, you know, that's another application. In recent times, we are moving towards mobile phone top-ups, you know, rather than the traditional way of actually putting money into a machine, a value load machine, and topping up your card. That's nearly a thing of the past in Europe. We're now moving into an area where you top up your card directly from the bank, either using the web or mobile phones. So they're just some of the applications that would be fairly common across Europe at the moment.
Right. It sounds pretty similar to our application set in the U.S. I think we've got the campus environments must be growing more and more similar rather than diverging.
Yeah, and I would have no problem saying, like, really, a lot of the systems that have been developed in the U.S., Europe have looked at them, and yeah, they have actually taken them on board. I don't like to use the word copy them, but we certainly have moved along the way the U.S., maybe a few years behind you, but there's a lot of similarities in the systems in Ireland, Europe, and the U.S.
Yeah, well, I suppose a college student is a college student no matter where they are in the world, and they need to eat, and they need secure access to facilities and the ability to do their research and print their papers and things like that no matter where you are in the world.
Yeah, that's true. There's very little difference no matter where you go.
Now, one final question for you here. Do you see the obviously, if you're moving toward this standardized platform capability across Europe, you see the campus card systems growing and becoming a more important part of the overall education landscape there. But do you think that the accomplishment of this standard will kind of jumpstart a lot of other campuses who may be on the fence right now, saying, "Hey, we'd like to do something, but we just don't know how"? Is it something that you think will impact all the campuses, or just those that have programs in place now?
I do believe that this a European standard campus card will have a great benefit on the development of the card programs across Europe. Quite a lot of the universities are waiting for standards to come in place. When you don't have any standards, you don't have successful card systems. And the end result, I would hope, that we'd achieve from all of this is that we'll achieve a standardized campus card, which will drive the business side of campus card systems. I've already outlined that we don't have big companies like Blackboards and Seaboards in Europe. And the reason why we don't have those companies in Europe is because there's not a business case for them to operate within the sector. But I think the development of a standard European campus card will create a great business platform for companies, the equivalent of Blackboard or Seaboard, to develop across Europe.
That's great. Well, I wish you luck. I'm glad you're continuing this work over in Europe, and I'm sure there will be benefits that can even come to other areas of the world as they watch this program develop. So Eugene McKenna with the Waterford Institute of Technology has been our guest today, talking about the European Education Connectivity Solution, and we'll keep everybody posted on the progress of the program as it moves forward. Eugene, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Chris.